In India, they do a lot of chanting. And some of the chants, they chant softly, and sometimes they go fast. Sometimes they even clap to keep with the rhythm. Chanting, Master used to tell us, when you chant the words, he used to compose these chants. And he used to repeat them over and over again until, he says, until they would become spiritualized. What he meant, he realized every word that he put into these chants. Sometimes the chant was appealing and sorrowful. Sometimes it's a joyous chant. And sometimes it was a chant that goes into the spine, because Master says that the spine and the head is the altar of God. And that's how we have to reach God, is through the spine. You'll all get that through your Kriya initiation, which is coming Saturday. And when you go through the spine, you go into the altar of God, and then you find the infinite. And he says that we have to interiorize our mind. So this chanting is another method to help us to interiorize the mind, because our mind is restless back and forth and here and there. It's just like Master used to say, that when you take a glass of muddy water, and then if you keep stirring it up, you'll stay muddy. And that's like our minds, restlessness. And if you leave it on the table a while, you'll see that the mud settles on the bottom, and then there's clear water on top. So chanting is another method to help us clear the debris of our minds, psychological debris of our minds. So chanting can become, when you really feel what you're singing, becomes a prayer, because everything that you feel deeply is a prayer.